no tax.
Some classified briefings did little to change the folks on the Hill's mind about the cloudy involvement of the U.S. in Libya. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Right of right, left of left, I don't care what your political stripes are, just make sure you have an opinion as we dance through the overnight hours through some pretty interesting terrain, let's say. We definitely keep our shoes on. We're not taking our shoes off. So Libya is part of what's on my mind, but that's not the only thing. There are a slew of others as well. We have some fun things, too, because after all, we need a chuckle. And we have, we can count for you, because we can count. I know, I'm very good with the fingers thing. One, two, three, four. You know, when I was a kid, I bet a lot of you could relate to that. Did you do that, and then somebody kept hitting your hands or telling you not to do that, and it just made you do it more? It's like a, it's not a nervous habit. It's just something that you start to do when you're little, and you count on your, you just count on your hands. But today, what happens if you ask somebody who's, I don't know, let's say they're under 15, immediately they just go to their handheld device. And then they can tell you exactly what you want to know about the numbers. That's how they do it. They're not using the hands. They're, in a sense they are, but the handheld device, whatever it is, the BlackBerry, the iPhone, whatever they're running around with, that's what the choice probably is. Also, we have a bad boys for you, but don't we always have bad boys? Every once in a while, we drudge that out here on ATN, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. But first, let's talk about Libya and the fact that there was this classified briefing on what the situation is. And you had Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, and also the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates. The briefings to the House and the Senate are in the midst of now reports that have emerged that the CIA has teams in Libya to help the rebels. You don't say. So they had an hour-long deal. And in that hour-long deal, by the way, it was everybody. It was the whole team. So you had, even though Clinton and Gates get the biggest billing, you also had the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen. You had the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, who sometimes gets slammed for speaking his mind too much. He's not great at the art of spin, in other words. And they were trotted out, I think, to try to quell all of the congressional concerns. And why is there congressional concerns? Because they weren't included in the first place. So now it is all about what do you know and what aren't you telling us? What do you know? What's been happening over the last couple of weeks? And it wasn't just the Republicans beating up on these folks. It was the liberal Democrats. They were there too in force. And they attacked the idea of the cost, the timing, still constitutional concerns. All of that was trotted out once again in this effort to intervene in an uprising that would ultimately unseat Muammar Gaddafi. But we're not trying to change the regime, remember that? He has to go if he's firing on his own people, but we're not there to remove him. Okay, figure that one out. So instead, we're not going to really tell you, but yeah, we're helping the rebels, sort of. I mean, we're doing that. We're just part of this coalition. We're part of the whole NATO deal. And the idea, see, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, a guy named Buck McKenyon, said it best, I think. He said the humanitarian mission really doesn't jive with this goal of Gaddafi leaving power. Because you know why? And we've talked about it. So many of you have called this show. Let's just put it in simple terms. No fly zones. Where do we have them in the past? Iraq. That one comes to mind first. Bosnia. You could throw that out there. So in finishing things off, if you will, you have to have boots on the ground. Do we want boots on the ground here? Do we want boots on the ground? No. We are knee-deep in it. Still in Iraq. Still, obviously, in Afghanistan. We can ill afford that. At some point, it's a harsh thing, but we cannot rescue the world. And then I think of the Sudan. I think of other uprisings, horrific, atrocious things that have happened to people. We're not even in that game. But here we are in the middle of Libya. And some of the answers are pretty clear. If it's the whole NATO idea, well, we're helping our allies because Europe gets oil from Libya. They get a big chunk of oil from Libya. And so does Asia, too. So the White House decision is not really jiving. The spokesperson for the White House these days, since Robert Gibbs is off trying to work on a re-election campaign for the president, is the new guy, or else he's not really the new guy anymore, but because it's been over a month. But Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, had this to say about Libya, saying, you know, it's not a war. Take a listen.
It's military action. Did we invade Libya? No. Do we have U.S. troops on the ground in Libya? No. We're coordinating with the opposition and exploring ways that we can assist them with non-lethal assistance, and we'll look at other possibilities of assistance as we move forward.
All right, other possible assistance. So pretty much what Carney probably knew going into that was what was happening with the CIA, but wasn't saying. It was kind of dancing around that, skirting around that whole thing. So not everybody's saying it's not justified, because we keep going back to, well, the slaughter of the civilians in Benghazi. They were moving in to do that, and clearly that had to be stopped. That, you know, that had to happen. And you know what was interesting, too, about the briefing? Is you had a couple of top Republicans who didn't have any comment. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, never shy about saying what he thinks, and Majority Leader Eric Cantor, they didn't say anything after the briefing. They didn't say anything. They just said that they had questions about the U.S. involvement. The only thing I can think is that they were concerned about what's happening with the budget. So much of their focus was there, I guess. And in this briefing, they had a chance to ask questions, and they kept coming back. A lot of it kept coming back to the money, because me, you, all of us, we're the taxpayers. We're paying for whatever it is. Ultimately, it comes out of our pockets. It does. So the question of the money came up, and the question of the constitutionality continued to come up. It was interesting. You talk about bipartisan cooperation. Oh, it was bipartisan, because you had Democrats and Republicans who were beating up the people in the room. And there wasn't very many people who were supportive of the whole idea of what was happening in Libya. Even one congressman walked away and said, I think they care more about the Arab League than the United States Congress. Ooh, the gloves definitely are off. What do you think? Is it time to say enough is enough? Enough, cut the crap. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also, also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 30th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.2280. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.5922, $7.2971 for a half ounce, or $3.6485 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.5922, $7.2971, or $3.6485.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Abracadabra, the CIA has sent a team of operatives into Libya, wouldn't you know? Whoops, we forgot to tell you that in the briefing. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation, talking about the thing that makes me want to scream, and it's the lack of truth. I get political spin, and yeah, I get the machine and how it works in Washington, truly, but shouldn't this just be pretty much black and white? Here's what, it's like the president. I'm the president, here's what we're doing, boom, 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 boom. If you don't like it, don't reelect me. Now, of course, the little bit of sarcasm at the end, you're not going to get out of a president. But because as this continues to roll, it seems that the administration is pretty thin-skinned. They, at some point, you have to draw a line in the sand. And the line that's being drawn in this sand constantly is squiggly. And once again, it's not clear. It's very unclear as to what's happening. In fact, one of the reports I saw in this whole idea of what is the role of the CIA, that they're going to make contact with the opposition, they're going to look at the strengths and the needs of the rebel forces in the event that the president decides to arm them. The person who was the leak on this one, of course, is anonymous because of the type of information, but did say that the CIA helped recover the fighter jet's weapons person, the specialist, who was picked up by the rebels on the ground. So that's not necessarily a surprise, and there's no foul in that. The foul is in not saying that the intent is really to arm the rebels, and that's there's this wiggle room. That's the problem, the wiggle room. Let's go to Al in Canada.
Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hello.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, no, hi. I heard a click there. And I'm calling you from the hospital. I was just attacked by an Eskimo riding a rabid mutant beaver. The other day, Stephen Colbert made fun of Canada the other day, and a bunch of socialists and liberals up here in Canada, they always get up, and I love it when Americans make fun. I love it when Americans even, I love it when you even notice us. I love it when Americans make fun of, remember when the Red Eye on Fox made fun of Canada?
Yep.
About a year ago, a couple years ago?
Yep.
Yeah. I love it when you satirize. I mean, if Canadians are going to make fun of Americans, then Americans should make fun of Canadians. But all of these people with these fragile, delicate, sensitive socialist egos, you know, they really get upset when Americans make fun of Canada. But the president must think that if you buy three wars, do you get the fourth war for free?
I mean, and the answer is you don't. Very clever.
this is crazy. You know, if your great grandmother would have had a political talk show in 1943, and President Roosevelt and Vice President Harry Truman, one of my heroes, had said that we are not going to eliminate Hitler. The goal of our war is not to eradicate Adolf Hitler, kill Adolf Hitler. Your great grandmother and all the other Americans would have said he's nuts, right?
Right.
It's crazy. I don't know why can we not try to kill Muammar Gaddafi?
Well, I think you say it like it is. If that's the idea, we're taking the guy out because of humanitarian purposes, because we know his regime shot and killed people or whatever.
Yeah, I know. We are vaporizing. We are totally blowing to smithereens a bunch of tanks with a bunch of 19, 20-year-old Libyan kids in there who have probably been forced at gunpoint to fight for this Gaddafi. Or bribed or whatever. It's okay to kill 20-year-old Libyan soldiers in tanks, but it's not okay to kill the evil dictator that's putting them up to it. That doesn't mean. And one quick comment about the economy. I wish somebody would tell Michael Moore and all of these guys that there is no such thing as a corporation. Michael Moore was on Jon Stewart, and he's saying that corporations don't pay enough taxes. There is no such thing as a corporation. Corporations don't. People pay taxes. The shareholders pay taxes. The CEO pays taxes. And Kate, I did the math the other day, and if a CEO of a small corporation grosses $1 million in a year, he probably pays more. The IRS probably makes more money from him than the 20 people making 50 grand a year. 20 times 50 is $1 million. 20 people making $50,000 a year probably pay less to the IRS than the one guy making $1 million, right?
Yeah, it could be theoretically, depending on loopholes, but yeah.
Didn't President Reagan plug up all those loopholes?
Well,
I thought President Reagan plugged up all the loopholes.
Honestly, the truth is the more money you make, the better account you have, the better you are armed to pay less taxes, let's be honest about it.
I thought President Reagan plugged up all of those technicalities. I thought he eliminated all of that.
There's still ways around it. You have to know the tax code. But yes, I'm agreeing with you. On the surface, yes.
Yeah, because you know that poor underfed, he's obviously underfed and underpaid, Michael Moore. He's done pretty good on the capitalist system. He's got a pretty good living due to capitalism, right?
He has, with his movies,
and,
yes.
The people pay taxes. As far as I'm concerned, there should be no such thing as a corporate tax rate. Because all the money that a corporation takes in, they spend. A corporation doesn't put money in a bank and just save it. The corporation reinvests it. Everybody I know that has money invested, owns a corporation, they plow the money back into the economy. This idea that corporations don't pay enough taxes is nuts. Thanks, Kate.
All right, it's interesting. I'm going to pick up on something that Al said there. I let him say his piece. The truth of it is that corporations, in many cases, they don't want to pay the 35% tax rate for wherever their locations are, and they have multiple locations. In fact, 60 Minutes just did a really good piece on this, that part of the problem is the corporations are willing to pay the taxes, but they don't want to pay 35%, so they go to other places. And even if they have sort of an office front, that's what they do, because they don't want to pay it. They don't want to pay ridiculous amounts of money. I believe in a capitalist system. I've said that many, many times here on America Tonight. But there are definitely some evil people behind some of the corporations in America. And then there's some people who are trying to do the method of what Al just said in giving back and hiring more people because it's profitable to them anyway. They're not stupid. It's capitalism. I do for them. They do for me. Everybody's happy. Yada, yada. We hire more people. We expand. It's all good. Theoretically, you know, there's the bad guys and the good guys, like in anything else. That's the bottom line. And so, yes, there are some people who are trying to cheat the system, but there are taxes that are ridiculous. And that's what a lot of the heads, the CEOs of a lot of these corporations are saying, like the guy from Cisco. I would gladly pull back some of the stuff that I have in Costa Rica or other places, and I'm willing to pay, but I'm not going to pay through the nose where we can't afford it and it affects our bottom line. I will pay a fair tax rate, but not the 35%. I'm not going to pay 35, 36%, because why should I do that? Everybody else, Google, etc., all these other companies are doing that. It's not good business. It's not good business for me to do that, so I won't do it. And that stifles job creation if there are enough companies that are saying the same thing, because then you have people, some people going overseas for jobs, but in general there's jobs that wouldn't be taken up in the United States. And there needs to be tax breaks, incentives, all that stuff. We know this for so-called small businesses, because most businesses in the United States, 90% of businesses, if we go in the other direction, are small businesses, which means 500 people or less. So you want, you know, here's the deal. You want more job creation. You got to buy American, made in the USA, and you have to make it fair for some of these businesses so they have a chance to survive and then ultimately thrive, or it's not going to happen. The good news is because of the private jobs, in fact, on Wall Street earlier in the day on Wednesday, it was a very healthy day. And the reason is because the jobs, the private sector jobs, the news came out there and the news was positive. So that kept the numbers up. If you looked at the Dow was up 71 points, the NASDAQ was up almost 20 points, the S&P was up 9 points. That's good stuff. You want to see that. A lot of people are relying on those 401ks. It's not just big buck people that have their money invested in Wall Street or in stocks. It's people that everyday people that have 401ks, pensions, if you will, Roth IRAs, etc. So when the market's healthy, that's very, very good news. All right, coming up on the flip side, a couple of things. We're going to mix it up a bit. We have a Bad Boys for you, plus the Bradys, an anniversary, sadly, of the shooting of Ronald Reagan, where the Bradys are at now, and the idea of large clips, yay or nay, here in America. That's next here on ATN.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you
lying in wait. Atlanta Hawks legend and color commentator Dominique Wilkins was attacked after the Hawks beat the Orlando Magic on Wednesday. It had nothing to do with the finish. Check this out. The attacker turned out to be a former NBA referee. What is up with NBA referees? Remember the whole cheating thing? Some of them have an interesting past, let's say. So Rashawn Michel, they charged him with one count of simple battery. What happened was he told the police, look, I'm owed money for suits that were bought several years ago. So I'm going to pound Wilkins in the chest and pound those dollars out of him. And this guy was so unglued that he hit not just Wilkins, who's a big guy. I think I've talked to Wilkins at least once. I know I talked to Wilkins. And, of course, anybody in basketball is going to loom over me, but he was big. So he hit Wilkins in the chest, and then he went after a security guard, too. And this guy is a former referee. When it initially happened, the Atlanta Police Department thought it was just some crazy, weird fan thing. And this Michelle guy does make suits for players. And, you know, whether or not Wilkins skipped out on the Bucks, that is just a stupid way to go about trying to get your money. Are you kidding me? There's a reason why they have courts. There's a reason why we have courts. If he had a legitimate claim, just go after him there. Get an attorney to go after him. Tell him you'll split the difference with him or whatever. But to just go up and pound him in the chest, you're going to get arrested. Now you've got something on your record. But it is one count of simple battery anyway. So this could kind of disappear. But now if he thought he was going to get his suit money back, if truly he is owed money for that suit, forget about it. It's not going to happen. He's not going to see a penny of that money. In a very different way, but it has to do with egos and sports and whatever. The craziest thing, I think one of the craziest things ever, but maybe there is justice in this, is O.J. Simpson, who now says he's been threatened in jail and all that sort of stuff in Vegas. A couple of years ago, remember, it was just 3-4 years ago. It was 3 years ago. Simpson, all this time, living in Florida, doing his things, having overseas card signings, all that stuff. And many of you may or may not know this. I interviewed Simpson for something and asked him all the questions that everybody else has asked him about. Did you do it and what happened and where were you and all that stuff? But the craziest thing is, a year after I spoke to him, he got into that tussle over memorabilia because what was it? Money, wanting money, feeling like he was getting ripped off. And that's how he went down and went to jail because of the threats, the gun, the whole thing with the person he was with. And that was the way he got caught in the net. And it has to go with that bigger than life, I'm invincible kind of thing. And even with this referee, I think he figured, well, no biggie, I'll just go crack him in the chest and get his attention and I'll get this money back. But no, you don't ever want to do that, especially now with people with cell phones and everything else. If nobody was even around, I guarantee somebody somewhere would have had that on some flip phone somewhere, so they would have been able to nail him for that. So we move from the referee and the crazy Wilkins story to another bad boy. He's very easy to beat up on, Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens is another example of a guy who coulda, woulda, shoulda. Saw this guy pitch many, many times in different uniforms. Some of you have seen him pitch. You've probably seen him at least pitch on the tube. So he was surefire Hall of Fame guy. This whole steroid thing opens up, and you have his best buddy, Andy Pettit, who just flat out admits it. You have others like Jason Giambi, just admits it. They still end up, like in the case of Andy Pettit, the Yankees hold a little press conference before spring training. He answers all the questions, says he's sorry, goes up on the hill, says what happened. That's it. That's the end of Andy Pettit. He makes millions more. Everybody forgives him or forgets about it or whatever. Roger Clemens insists he never did that, even though the trainer says it, Pettit says it. There are others that have hinted about Clemens. He says no. So now he is looking down the barrel of a trial. He's got a trial coming up. So is he following the Barry Bonds trial pretty closely? And what about the whole question of the Hall of Fame? Here's what Clemens had to say.
I know what's going on, but I'm not following it. Like I said, I'm extremely busy and, doing things I love to do, like I'm doing in the community and with the foundation and everything like that. I've got a great team that goes out there doing their job, and we're going about it the right way. I mean, that's really all I can say about it. I wouldn't want to go any further than that. They're doing a great job, and we're going about it the right way. We've had a ton of support, so... everybody around me has been great, fans, everybody. So we'll get our chance. We've had to take it on the chin a little bit, but we'll have our chance to talk.
See,
I don't
so
have
he's
saying it. I'm not going to go around and shake people's hand or be, you know, introduced as a Hall of Famer. So, I mean, that's the place that you want, you know, when you do all the work that you've done in the major leagues. I think I did a great job and tried to be a great ambassador to Major League Baseball.
He tried to be a great ambassador, and he was in some cases up until the point where he cracked over the whole steroid thing, and then other things started to fall apart with Clemens. Things about his personal life started to emerge, things that people didn't know, and they were stuffed in a closet and probably would have stayed there, but then came out because of what happened in Washington. And referring to the Hall of Fame, it's up to the writers. Forget about it, because you have that asterisk that people talk about. And there is a list of people that have either admitted to steroid use or accused of steroid use that are not going to, I don't think they're going to see the Hall of Fame until they're dead. Then maybe it comes, cycles back up. Or unless somebody decides there's a way to deal with this, that you have people in the Hall of Fame who took steroids, but still would they have had big numbers? Bonds, Barry Bonds, would he have big numbers? Monster home run hitter. Would he still had an incredible bat, and he still could hit the snot out of the cover off the ball, no question. But would he have had those really gaudy numbers he had without the use of steroids, which he denies? Clemens, I believe, is going to pay attention to what happens in the Bonds deal, because he is in the same situation. Once he goes to trial, you know, hey, anything can happen. He may end up in an orange jumpsuit. Who knows? Not in the Hall of Fame, though. I don't think he'll, I really truly don't believe he'll see that in his lifetime. Speaking of ending up in an orange jumpsuit, that's exactly what happened to John Hinckley Jr. Remember, this has been 30 years since President Reagan and three others were shot and wounded by Hinckley. And Reagan was the first serving president to survive being shot in an assassination attempt. And you know what happened after that, of course, with the Bradys and the Brady Bill and Jim Brady. And so it's been this 30 years. It's a big anniversary for what happened. He talked about being confined to the wheelchair, and his wife Sarah Brady talked about being mowed down, what that was like. And then Carolyn McCarthy, congresswoman, is always pushing for different forms of gun control. This time she's talking about no large clips. Take a listen.
No, I would not be sitting here in this damn wheelchair if we had common sense legislation.
Even a hunter is stopped at 3 to 5 plugs. And yet we let our people be mowed down.
If we didn't have the large capacity clips, people on the Long Island Railroad, where my son was injured and my husband was killed, lives could have been saved.
You know, it's interesting. I've said this before. When it comes to gun issues, I think everybody has a right to, I think everybody should have a right to arm themselves, defend themselves. But then you can break it down into the question of how much is too much, or should there be limitations on ammunition or the types of ammunition that you're allowed to get. A lot of people think it's a slippery slope. If you go too far over the top, then it'll trickle down to other things related to weapons, and that's just the first step in doing that. But it does make you wonder. It's like the Jared Lee Loeffner thing. Boy, he had plenty of ammunition, didn't he? Pooh. There was no question he was going to gun down whoever he was going to gun down, whoever got in his way. He wasn't just aiming for that congresswoman, because he could have easily hit Giffords and that was it. But instead, he decided to take out a bunch of other people, including an innocent young girl who was there, as you know, Christine Taylor. Terrible, terrible situation. So I don't know. Like I said, I am definitely an advocate, even though I don't own a gun, for not taking away the right to have a gun. I think there should be better checks and balances but I still don't want to go down the direction of taking away things. I think that's a dangerous thing to do. You might disagree. 800-259-5791.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Well, it's been more than 12 years. Check this out. Topping week can count in Moscow, they say, at a quarter of a century after a German boy tossed a message in a bottle off a ship in the Baltic Sea. He's gotten an answer. Is that crazy? I thought those things didn't really happen, that it was just a song by Sting. But sure enough, it did happen. So this 13-year-old was walking with his parents. He saw something lying in the sand. It looked interesting. He picked it up. It looked like a German beer bottle. It had a ceramic plug, and then there was this message inside. The message went like this. My name is Frank. I'm 5 years old. My dad and I are traveling on a ship to Denmark. If you find this letter, please write back to me, and I'll write back to you. It was dated 1987, and it had an address on it. So the boy in the letter, Frank Uzbek, is now 29 years old. His parents still live at the letter's address, and he wrote back, got in touch with them. They met each other earlier the month earlier in the month through an internet video link, probably doing Skype or something. And the Russian boy said he didn't believe that the bottle actually was in the sea for 24 years. He didn't think it could survive in the water and, you know, with the air then ultimately hitting it all that time. They think it was hidden under the sand where they found it, this stretch of sand in Lithuania and Russia. I think that's very cool. It's cool that the kids saw it and decided that he would pick it up and, you know, grab it. Because it could have looked like just some beer bottle that was tossed off or whatever, which it was, a bottle. But who knew that it had that message from long ago? Very cool. Very, very cool. It's like those time capsule things. But the problem with time capsules is usually you're all dead by the time they go back and open the time capsules. I think I have things in like three time capsules somewhere. I don't even remember where. But I doubt that any of my ancestors, whoever follows behind me, is going to be there for the unveiling of whatever's in the time capsule. It's a cool idea, but how many people, how many families actually get to follow it up and see, oh, look, there's an 8-track tape. When did they have those? Here's another one for you. We can count. A new poll. Oh, we love these polls here in America tonight. AP GFK poll shows this, that Americans are not happy with what's going on with the economy. Gee, you think? The approval ratings for the president have held pretty strong around the kind of the 50 mark and then dipped a little here and there. But now there are more negative perceptions of the economy. And this whole thing that the, is there a rebound or isn't there a rebound, you know, that's the deal. I think if people believe there is a rebound and there's optimism, maybe that changes it. Because 2012 is, trust me, a lot of it is going to be about the economy. We already know that, right? So the Americans in this survey, 15% say they believe the economy had improved over the past month compared with 30% who thought that in January. That's a big dip. Only a third were even optimistic of better times ahead for the country. That also a huge dip down from about half from earlier in the year. And 28% thought the economy would get worse. The largest amount of people who have expressed that since the question was first asked back in December of 2009. With the, and this is what happens too. And it's true of all of us. It's true of every single one of us, I believe. We're very in tune with what's going on with our financial future and our families and our well-being and all that stuff and our chance to survive or thrive or whatever. Even with this turmoil in the Middle East and all the attention there, what's happened is the gas prices, gas prices are very important to Americans, no matter what. Anything, you can exchange things, whatever, but the gas prices are sacrosanct. You cannot touch the gas prices. That's certain death. It's like taxes. Nobody wants to say taxes have to go up or are going to go up. They don't want to do that because they, because politicians know that is like death to say that. And it's the same thing when it comes to gas prices. We don't want to pay, we don't want to pay high prices. We just don't want to do it. So anybody who says, I'm sorry, you're going to have to suffer through it. Here's our way to make up money because we're in this deficit. We're going to raise the taxes rather on gas. And that way we can recoup some of the money. This would just be a great way to do it. Good luck trying to get reelected. Let's talk about something of a different sort because I was in Mississippi in November, as many of you know, talking about the oil spill. I feel fortunate to have been there and had the chance to spend time with the people in Mississippi who were on that Gulf Coast that were just slammed by a couple of things, Hurricane Katrina. Then they were turning around and were slammed again by the oil spill. Now out of Port Jackson, Mississippi, the winds, they say, reached 110 miles an hour, damaged about 40 houses plus. And you had large hail. I happened to see some of the video of this. It's always terrible, but 110. You should have seen this hail. I mean, seriously, large hail. They're not, that's not even justice. Think of a baseball, but probably times two. And they had heavy floods and thunderstorms, and then there was a tornado and all kinds of stuff. And, man, 110 miles an hour. You are just, I don't even know what you're hanging on to. Maybe, hopefully you have a shelter somewhere. Like one of the, it's like the storm cellars. My grandmother had a storm cellar. It was always, ooh, we might have to go down to the storm cellar. And I used to laugh at that because we didn't, I don't remember any storm that was that bad. One hurricane, but that was down at the beach, not in the regular hometown area. Some of you can relate to the storm cellar thing, I think. How about this? Medicare officials said that the said on Wednesday that the program, this prostate cancer drug, that they're going to have to pay, they will pay, $93,000. That's the cost of it. It's called Provenge, and it's a therapy that gives men suffering from an incurable stage of the disease an extra 4 months to live. How about that? I mean, that's good news for the people that are suffering with it. The whole prostate cancer thing is so sad. It's a cancer that's really taking a lot of lives. I say it's kind of a silent assassin because still not enough people, not enough men are getting checked. But the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid say this biotech drug is a reasonable and necessary medicine, and it ensures that millions of men would be able to afford the drug through the use of Medicare with that coverage. And then with the government reimbursement, Provenge probably would rack up about $1 billion in sales next year. They have to decide and finalize it by the end of June, but it's a big decision because most prostate cancer patients are 65 years or older, and Medicare is legally forbidden or prohibited, rather, from considering price when deciding whether to pay for a new treatment or not. And the FDA approved Provenge last April, and in most cases, Medicare automatically covers drugs cleared by the FDA. But they decided to review it, and the reason why is because a lot of patients were upset, and doctors who said they were looking for a reason to avoid reimbursing for that drug. Well, that with that kind of price tag, so that's, they're right. They might have been looking for a reason to do that, especially with all the fraud that they've been combating. But that's not right. They, you know, might as well approve that if you can. I think if you can help some of these guys in this horrible condition where they're suffering at the tail end of it, because they've got to administer it, I guess, a couple of weeks apart. If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me, Kate Delaney, through the website, americatonight.net.